Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome and good morning, Christian Patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We are broadcasting from the Free Zones. Happy to have you all with us. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning everyone out there. And welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Yeah! That's right, Christian Crusaders, in the fight for Christendom here in the West, and the fight is on. Isn't that right, Lady Liberty?
Oh, isn't it ever? Well, and it is about time. I'm just glad to see that the whole Christian population is starting to understand that they are going to have to do more than they have been for quite some time.
Yes, we have talked to a lot of patriots here lately.
That's right.
And that's the same thing that we're hearing. People are, they're fed up. They're fed up with lip service. They're tired of hearing promises. And they are ready for the fight. Let's get, roll up our sleeves and fight. Where are these people that are rolling over and betraying us? And well, that's just what Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene were saying. We need more fighters.
That's right.
Here.
That's
and right. That's what people want, is a fighter. And so, yeah, people are fired up. They're up to here with it. Up to here with it. So,
yes, for all of you that are watching.
the visual effects over radio, right?
That's right.
And, you know, we all feel that. We all feel that way. There's right now, you know, Fired Up Friday. We've got several things that we're going to be hitting on, and
well, right, and one of them that we're going to get to after the break is this whole discussion of referring to all of these illegal aliens that are invading our nation as migrants. Everywhere you look, they keep being referred to by real Americans as migrants. This is a lie. They're not migrants. And the only reason why people keep referring to them as that is because the lying mainstream media wants you to think that it's just some coincidental mass migration. You know, it's the same
reaction that we have when we hear real Americans say, democracy.
Yes,
democracy.
That we're in a democracy and we have to save our democracy, because that is, they're parroting what the lying media is telling you.
Yes.
We're not a democracy. We have never been designed to be a democracy according to our Constitution.
It's our duty to be a threat to democracy.
Exactly. If you don't understand that, you need to just go and read the Constitution. You need quite a bit of education, actually. And so to be parroting terms that liars use is not a very good thing to do. So they're neither migrants, nor are we in a democracy. So catch yourself. I hope that you don't catch yourself calling these people migrants that just all decided to up and leave their nations from 172 nations all at once.
Yes.
And just said, I've got to go to America for some unknown reason. I just have to go right now, along with 20 other million people.
Right.
There's nothing going on in their nations that is causing this. And so that would be a mass migration, is if they just suddenly all had some crazy, you know, crazy reason to up and just make a mass exodus, but they don't. They've been paid. They're being paid and they're told to go because they're following instructions.
You get this crazy idea from UN travel agents.
Yes, exactly.
See the world.
And so
see America.
They are not migrants. Let's just make sure that we refer to them as they are, which is illegal aliens, or you could call them invaders.
Right.
Both of those terms are accurate.
That's right. That's right. So that and all of the internal issues that we have here, you know, last week we had the repent event.
Right.
And one listener said, why, we should just keep it going.
Right.
Why just call for repentance, you know, 1 week? He makes a good point. But on the other hand, I'm not aware of anyone else declaring a week for repentance.
That's right.
I've heard Jonathan Kahn say, you know, we need to repent. But to make a concerted effort, a very deliberate, intentional act of calling yourself and everyone that you can influence to repent because of the direction that our country is headed and this, what so many, I guess, biblical, scholars or very insightful pastors are looking at this eclipse, drawing the parallel to that, and Jonah and Nineveh and all of the other things that parallel. That's coming up Monday.
That's right.
You know, it's right after this weekend. And then it's like the fuse is lit.
Right.
Not that we're expecting anything necessarily to happen on Monday, but it's like a ticking time bomb if we don't repent.
Right. We wanted to not force God into the position of the last minute do it or die thing, you know, where we don't have to be pushed that far. We would rather have it be of our own choice to establish that we will repent well ahead of time. We're not going to wait till God says, okay, you've got like 10 seconds left before I push this button.
Right.
You know,
okay,
what I mean?
Uncle.
Right, right.
All right, now I
right,
repent.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we're already too far along. We should have done this a long time ago.
I'll become a Christian right before I die.
Right.
You know, hell right. Insurance.
Yes.
No. But you and I have been calling for repentance for years.
For 4 years.
Yeah.
And so we've only upped the ante to increase the intensity of it according to what's coming up with this eclipse and relating it to Nineveh, because we're going, well, this could very well be the same type of scenario because it does match. It matches on multiple different fronts.
Yeah,
and
sometimes
so,
you got to look at all of the flashing lights in front of you and say, I think somebody's trying to tell us something.
Right. And so that's what this is all about. And we're just, you know, that was our effort towards it. You know, granted, Daniel prayed for 90 days straight. And,
yes.
And that was what it took to break all of the demonic realm's strength, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a good example to follow. Keep praying. Don't cease. You don't know what's happening in the heavenly realm. So continue to pray for repentance.
That's right. So, where we started, you keep it going.
There you go. And we'll keep it going too. We'll do it together.
That's right.
All right. Well, speaking of that, let's get to the word of the day today. It's been very interesting the last week. So
That's right. What
does the Lord have for us today?
Well, this is great. This is this comes to us from Revelation chapter 14, verses 6 through 13 that read under the title, The Proclamations of Three Angels. Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and springs of water. And another angel followed, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she has made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, Write, Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them. And that's it.
That's that very last line. That is encouraging.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, and all of it, the last two verses, you know, where we've been talking about this as well for the past 4 years, of where it reads, here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who, what? Who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus.
Yes.
Right.
And so, not or.
Right. Yes, that's right. And so this is Revelation chapter 14. And right. So to think that anyone who is still clinging to this idea of we're under grace and you don't have to follow the commandments anymore.
Right.
Or they say, we're not under the law. Well, it's true. We're not under it, but we're not over it either. And now the ante is just up to include the commandments placed in your thoughts. Now you're also responsible for keeping your thoughts in line as well.
The circumcision of the heart.
Yep. Yep. That's right. And so that's why it says that, you know, all the way when it's talking about the very end, the end times in Revelation, where those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus.
Yeah. That statement, you know, we're not under the law, but we're not over it. We're not above it either. That, we had a listener letter that, that confused them.
Right.
You know, so maybe it might be a good time to explain. The Ten Commandments did not go away.
That's right.
Ever.
Yep. It,
there's no scriptural reference to that you can argue rightfully, if you're rightfully dividing the word, that the Ten Commandments were ever done away with. The law that we're not under anymore is that we don't have to, it's Levitical law, we don't have to go to the temple and we don't have to sacrifice and go all the ritualistic cleansing, and you can't approach God because only one priest could one time a year. All of that is we're under a new covenant. That was the old covenant that he had with Israel. We're under the new covenant. So we're not under the law anymore, but we're not above the law. In other words, the Ten Commandments cannot just be done away with because we're not under the law anymore. That's what we mean by that. So just to clarify, hopefully that helps.
Well, and so to also elaborate on that, what that also means is that you keep the commandments because that's your basic education as to the character of God,
right,
as to what he expects of mankind in relation to both himself and to other men,
right,
other people.
The fundamentals.
And, right. And so this is the basic building blocks of God's instruction and God's character. And then when Jesus comes along, he comes onto the scene and he does the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes, where he describes, okay, now the new covenant is going to require that you graduate out of first grade from the Ten Commandments, where you only watch your actions. And now we're going to step into, you know, middle school, where now you are required to be responsible for your thoughts and your thinking patterns,
right,
as well. That not only are you not doing or acting upon these things that God considers crimes, basically. These
right.
are sins. These are sin crimes.
Yes.
That are not allowed. And those are that's the basic description in the Ten Commandments. And so when Jesus comes and says, now we're going to graduate to the next level where we operate out of love, because you've learned the basics of the Ten Commandments on what not to do in your actions. Now you're going to add love into everything, to where you also don't even think these things in your heart, and instead you treat people with love and kindness, and you walk in his ways.
Yes.
And so the Ten Commandments have been described by multiple different scholars as the building blocks, the ladder, if you will, the ladder to a higher learning that Jesus brings later and adds more of an education onto that. And so in essence, he ups the ante.
Right.
You've learned the basics. Now let's graduate and move on. And he expects more. So not just your actions, but now your thoughts as well. Be responsible for your actions. Be responsible for your thoughts. Act in love towards both God and towards your fellow man. And that's what is, that we don't explain that every single time we say that, because we figured that you've all figured that out and that we've described it enough that we don't want to insult your intelligence anymore, because you're probably going, oh, not this again. They're going to explain this again.
Right.
We already understand that.
But we do get new listeners, and we do get people that don't catch every show either.
Right.
But yeah, it's a heart issue. It is a total renewing of your mind issue. You know, it's like having a kid that, you know, keeps taunting his sister, and you tell him, stop touching your sister.
Right.
Or I'm going to pull the car over. So what does he do? He holds his finger up like an inch away from her shoulder. What? I'm not touching her, right?
Yes,
so that will still get the car pulled over.
That sounds like, like you know that from experience.
Yes, I have kids.
Oh, there we go. That wasn't what I was.
I was never a kid.
No. You never did that with your sister.
No. At least I don't remember it. Or I won't admit it.
I think you have already told me that story before, so you have.
Yes.
That's funny.
So, yeah, it is. It is a heart issue. And so, look, this is Revelation. This is in the future. This is when the angel, listen to this, just the one thing the angel said, fear the Lord and glorify him.
Right.
If you don't think we're under the law and Jesus is just our buddy, you don't fear him.
That's right.
And when you don't fear him, his commandments aren't important to you, but they are still important to him. And this is reemphasized multiple places throughout the scripture.
Angels in heaven still are shouting this, basically.
Yeah.
You know, because it says in verse 7, saying with a loud voice. So here they are more or less shouting, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come. And if anybody knows, it would be the angels. They live with him.
Right.
They are able to see him 24/7. Well, of course, I'm sure they don't have 24/7 there, but they are able to see him all the time. And they would know that we human beings had darn well better fear God, because they know what they're looking at. And if they fear him, we had darn well better fear him.
Yep.
And so, yeah, that's an important point that they're making.
Yes, absolutely. It's critical. It is so understated, I think, that it's lost on people.
That's right.
You know, so, well, that's a good one though. This is a good, we haven't been in Revelation, I don't think, for
quite
a
some
while.
Time.
Yeah.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is a random turning.
That's right.
Yeah. Good.
Yep. Fantastic
okay. So
stuff.
Revelation 14.
Chapter 14, verses 6-13.
All right. Okay. Good. Got it. Thank you.
Oh, praise God.
Well, guys, stick around. This segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And we'll be back with segment 2. We've got a few audio clips as well, so stay right there.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
I'm Renee Holiday. I'm announcing my candidacy for Congress for District 5 in Eastern Washington as a strong conservative Christian MAGA Republican. We are currently in an existential crisis in America because of weak leadership who have failed to place God first over this nation. They have also failed to keep their oaths of office to uphold and defend the Constitution and the rights of the individual. They have failed to secure our elections and have opened our border to an invasion from over 172 countries. America has never been more vulnerable to attack than we are now. I'm running because Eastern Washington needs a rep with some spine that can stand up to this lawless regime and help bring America back under the safety of our Constitution by securing our elections and closing our border. I have already written the congressional bill to do just that and have been publicly pushing it for the past year. Eastern Washington needs a fighter with a record of being effective in fighting the globalists, and that fighter is me. I have been fighting the globalists for 18 straight years and have written 2 books about it. Eastern Washington needs an effective fighter in D.C., and that fighter is me, Renee Holiday. I need your vote on August 6th, but I need your support right now to kick off my campaign. I'm running to win and to take America back, and I can only do this with your support. Let's get it done together. So you can go to my campaign website at ReneeHolidayForCongress.com. It's spelled ReneeHoladayForCongress.com.
This ad paid for by the Committee to Elect Renee Holiday, Washington Congressional District 5. Welcome back, Patriots. Segment 2 of the morning commute here. And we've got a lot of great stuff lining up. If you're just we have a lot of great stuff lined up. If you're just joining us, this is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Thank you guys all for helping to spread the word to your like-minded fellow friends and family, patriots. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Fired Up Friday.
Yeah!
Well, okay, so you and I and our whole listening audience, I'm sure, has made this observation that Joe Biden, who barely shuffles along and can barely make it, can't hardly walk upstairs. And then all of a sudden he gets up and does a State of the Union where he's energetic and all
right.
All gung-ho. And
at least for the first part of it.
Yeah. And so everybody's like, well, no, wait a minute. This is the guy that mumbles. He can't say a sentence. He can barely shuffle on and off the stage.
Right.
He has trouble getting up and down any stairs. And then all of a sudden he's all fire and brimstone, and he's got a ton of energy.
Right.
Well, Trump is obviously seeing this as well, and he's finally put words to what we've all been thinking and saying all along. Listen to what he has to say about this.
Do you think he'll agree to any debate? Do you think he'll agree?
I don't think so, but I hope he does. What happened is, you know, that white stuff that they happened to find, which happened to be cocaine in the White House? I don't know. I think something's going on there, because I watched his State of the Union, and he was all jacked up at the beginning. By the end, he was fading fast. There's something going on there. I want a debate, and I think debates, with him at least, should be drug tested.
Mr. President, are you suggesting President Biden's using cocaine?
I don't know what he's using, but that was not, he was higher than a kite. And by the way, it was the worst address I've ever seen, State of the Nation. I'll tell you, State of the Union, that's not State of the Union, because he doesn't represent us properly, that I can tell you. But he's obviously being helped some way, because most of the time, he looks like he's falling asleep, and all of a sudden he walked up there and did a poor job, but he was all jacked up.
Yeah, I'll say that was the worst State of the Union I've ever seen parts of. I wouldn't even watch it, but you know, I got to watch enough of it. I couldn't stomach watching the rest. It was
humiliating. It was awful.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, and we've also got this clip here from Governor Abbott, describing how basically New York is forcing Governor Abbott to do their job for them. And right. and how, you know, this is how they're all leaning on Governor Abbott over this whole invader catastrophe that, yes. that they've ordered. You know, they're the ones right. that are responsible for this happening, and now they're going to blame Abbott and cause yes. him to do all of this extra work for them.
Act like victims.
Yes. Oh, it's awful.
They have to sue him. Yeah. Right.
Well, so listen to what Governor Abbott has to say about this.
As bad as this has become in terms of a problem for New York City and other blue cities and states, it's tens of millions, most of which are coming through the state of Texas, or were until you circumvented Joe Biden and you started enforcing the laws that he should have been upholding. I want to get your reaction to the invitation, but I also want to remind our audience that 87% of illegal immigrants in New York City, they're not being sent there by you. They've been sent there by Joe Biden and the White House. So maybe his invitation really should go to Joe Biden.
So, Sean, the invitation is nothing more than a gimmick. And what I would suggest to the mayor of New York is there are people dying on his watch, law enforcement officers who are being gunned down by people who have been arrested 20 times. And he needs to take charge and make sure they keep behind bars dangerous criminals who are killing his fellow New Yorkers. He also needs to educate Americans and New Yorkers why he's spending their taxpayer money to house migrants here illegally because of Joe Biden's open border policies. 4 years ago, New York nor America had to do that because President Trump had in place policies that denied illegal entry. Joe Biden is directly violating the laws of the United States of America, and that's exactly why Texas has a border crisis and why New York has a border crisis. That crisis is not going to end unless and until Joe Biden enforces the laws of the United States. What Texas is doing is actually enforcing those laws. Go ahead, Sean.
Well, that's the point. I was going to make the very point if I would have just let you finish. I apologize. And that is that you are now put in the position of doing his job. That's number one. But not only do you have to do his job, then he takes you to court over and over and over again. You get the wrong judge, and then you have to go back to court again and again and again. And yet, this is the same administration that told America for 3 years that the border is closed and the border is secure. None of which was true. We saw the images daily. We showed them regularly on this program. Maybe the mainstream media ignored it. So what is your message to Biden? I think what I'm hearing you saying, and I would agree with the statement, I think he has blood on his hands. And if those people from China, Russia, Iran, Syria, Egypt, Afghanistan, if terror cells are in this country, and I think Director Ray all but said that, and I had Congressman Mike Waltz on my radio show today, all but saying that, and there's an attack on this country, he will have all that blood on his hands because he's allowed this to happen by aiding and abetting in the law breaking. And why the FBI director has not stopped this is beyond any comprehension I have.
Well, it should be the FBI director. However, it's the responsibility of the president of the United States because, Sean, of this, and that is Congress has already passed three laws on the books before Joe Biden took office. One that requires the president to deny illegal entry, another to detain anybody who does enter illegally, and three is to build border barriers. Because Biden is doing none of those, that's why all of these people are coming in, including the terrorists, both known and unknown. And it's also why we have so many people crossing the country. But it's just frustrating and just astonishing that what Texas is trying to do is actually enforce those three laws passed by Congress. And because Texas is trying to enforce the laws passed by Congress to deny and detain people coming here, Joe Biden is trying to sue us so that even more people will be able to enter illegally.
That's atrocious. I can't even wrap my mind around it. And here's the thing. They brought up a good point. This is where they are accusing him and suing him for busing illegals to these sanctuary cities, right?
Right.
But our own government and these NGOs are putting them on planes. More invaders are going to these cities with the help of the Biden regime than by Governor Abbott by far.
Exactly. And so this is where you're in the middle of a communist coup takeover.
Right.
Right. Where the initial stages are pretty upfront and pretty obvious as to, okay, the election was stolen. Right. And so the process that takes so long to complete, you know, if you want to completely take over the nation, it does take multiple years. And in that time, there is not just a conflict of interest in laws, there's a conflict of interest in who's the boss anymore,
right?
Yeah. To where we've got two conflicting governments, two conflicting laws, and two conflicting authorities. Only one of them is legal. Only one of them is truly American.
Right.
And so when you have this conflict and the true Americans aren't getting rid of it, it is causing harmonic discord like you can't believe, like we're watching here.
Well, yeah.
Where they open the border, they bring the people and they pay the people to come in, and then the people that are trying to do what they're supposed to, they're trying to follow American constitutional law. And they're getting in trouble for it because they're in the middle of a communist coup.
Yes. Right?
And so because there's this massive harmonic discord across the whole nation, across every branch of our government and law enforcement, this is why the whole thing of all the laws have to agree. Like, you know, yes. if you have a foundational law, you can't ever add another law to that conflicts with the previous law.
Right.
Otherwise you end up with this exactly. You end up with nothing but conflict and harmonic discord, and everything is total chaos because law is basically order. Law is order. You can't negate it. You
right.
can't pass something that opposes it. You know, this is a system of logic,
yes.
basically. And so when you're being invaded and taken over by a conquering force, this a slow takeover is a very painful, disturbing process. And that is exactly what we're looking at right now, is this slow, painful, disturbing takeover process.
Yeah, and it's more than just a contradiction in authority. It's a competition of authority.
Right.
And this is where we've gotten away from federalism, where and we need to, you know, re-educate our people as much as we can, because there is supposed to be a federalist system where there's a separation of powers. So
right.
so that the states have power, the federal government has limited power, and everybody stays in their lane.
Right.
So now we've gotten into this dichotomy, this false dichotomy of centralized power, or the supremacy clause, right? Where the federal
right.
government is supreme,
right.
which is not what the founding fathers intended at all.
Well, even the three checks and balances between the executive, the judicial, and the legislative, all of those they've already been subverted.
Yes,
and so they've all become null and void.
Right,
they are of no effect.
And this is why I was saying educate people as much as you can.
Right.
We can educate, the citizenry can be educated, but we're infiltrated, subverted
yep.
by operatives in each of those branches.
Right. It's an invasion. It's a takeover.
Right.
It's a conquering.
Right. So it's a very intentional act to, you couldn't even assert federalism back into the system, because it's going to get knocked down by judges who are on mission to protect this subversion and coup, this takeover.
That's right. And in candidates' evenings, where I've been talking with different PCOs and people from different counties, this question has come up quite a bit, where they will ask me, so the party is fractured. You know, the Republican Party is fractured. What would you do about that in Congress? And my answer is that, well, first of all, the fracturing only comes about by people who are refusing to follow constitutional law.
Right.
That is the dividing line right there. First of all, they have rejected God and his laws. That's the first division. The second division is the refusal to follow constitutional law and uphold their oath of office.
Right.
That causes a split between real American patriot congressmen that are adhering to traditional America and traditional laws, as well as one nation under God, the way we're established. And that is the dividing line between them and us.
Yes.
And just like that is also the same dividing line between us and the communists in the Democrat Party.
Right.
And so to basically fix that fracturing, my answer is what I have in my book 444, which is where the true Americans are going to have to up the ante by recommitting to God, first of all, because that is the basis of the Constitution. That's the rock, the solid foundation that everything else is based upon.
That's the strength of your fight.
Yes, it's the commitment to God and his law, which is the origin of all law, including, well, all modern law, including our Constitution. You recommit to God and his law, number one. Number two, you recommit to upholding the Constitution, our U.S. Constitution.
Yes.
And number three, you purge all of the opposition to that.
Yes.
All of the opposition that refuses to follow Article 4, Section 4, that says we are guaranteed to have a Republican form of government.
Yes.
And anyone that does not do those three steps to recommit to God, recommit to the Constitution, and purge all other followers of different governance structures, if that doesn't happen, we can't save the nation.
Right.
And so those are the three steps. That's how you do it. That's how you fix the fracturing. You point out what is unlawful. You put people on notice for doing what is unlawful.
Right.
If they continue on in that, you let them know that they have been put on notice to be prosecuted if they don't stop immediately.
It is a crime.
It's a crime.
Yeah.
It's an absolute crime to violate your oath of office.
Yes.
It's another crime to violate any law from the Constitution.
That's right.
Because that is the supreme law of the land. And so that is the only solution. You cannot rectify or fix a nation until you fix the foundational issues.
That's right.
And so,
otherwise, you're just putting Band-Aids on, a critical care patient.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, well, good. Well, we've got, one more, I believe. And this is the old time radio communist pieces that we have dug up from the 50s and 60s.
Right.
Warning of communism.
Right. This one is called Timeless. It's also called Divide and Conquer. And so many truths spoken of in this clip. Listen here.
And so it has been, with but minor variations in one country after another. Divide the people. Get them fighting among themselves rather than their common enemy. Create the appearance of popular support through a favorable press and the use of terror, intimidation, and the creation of martyrs, make the world believe the revolution is a popular one. Neutralize the opposition. When obstructionists to the cause become too irritating, label them as fascist, Nazi, anti-Semitic, extremist, racist, controversial. Precipitate mob violence. Get the mobs into the streets. March and demonstrate. As the demonstrations grow in number and intensity, they will acquire political character through the desired collision and open combat with the forces of law and order.
Boy, they couldn't have more appropriately titled that anything else than Timeless.
That's right.
because this is a warning from way back, and we've played these before. This is a new one, actually, to me.
Right.
And we're going to archive this and re-air it frequently.
Yeah, absolutely. These are timeless truths that pertain to the actions and tactics of communism.
Yeah.
The whole premise that they use. And so, yep, absolutely.
Yeah, they've thrown in a few variants, you know, nationalist, white nationalist, Christian nationalist. Anything nationalist is evil. Oh, because it's not globalist.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So, yeah, we've seen it before. We were warned we would see it again. And here we are confronting it. So, and we're the obstructionists.
Yeah, according to them, we need to never listen to their description of real people ever again, because, why would you ask an insane person anything at all?
Exactly. It's our duty to obstruct
right.
communism.
Absolutely.
So,
yep.
Well, that's it. You guys have a blessed and a safe weekend out there. Join us Monday morning, April 8th. Mwah. For the morning commute right here, 7 a.m. Pacific time, and you be blessed.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.